Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
60s, just a little bit of a chill in the air, that's for sure. Now, by Saturday, more clouds come in here. Warm fronts working its way across the area. Could squeeze out a shower or two. Not the prettiest of days. It's still plenty of dry time. By Sunday, though, mid-80s. Soak it up. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy now. 49 in Reston. It's 50 in Bethesda. 53 on the National Mall.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning. I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. Coming up,
the Supreme Court plans to hear oral arguments this morning on former President Trump's claim that he is immune from prosecution.
Several large ships are leaving the Port of Baltimore today after being stuck there for weeks.
A new student phone policy in the works in this county. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Girls football is expanding in Maryland. This is Kyle Cooper.
He's been called the GOAT of stand-up, and now Dave Attell cracks up our area. I'm Jason Fraley.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
We love Trump! We love Trump!
Former President Trump cheered on by construction workers here in New York City this morning as the Supreme Court gets set to hear his immunity claims. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
Trump is arguing that, in fact, he has absolute immunity for any crime that he might have committed while he was the president. The other argument he's making is at least I have immunity for all official presidential acts.
Mr. Trump is stuck in New York, where he will listen to more testimony today in his criminal trial. Correspondent Robert Costa from Lower Manhattan.
David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, is expected to take the stand again today, and he will detail more about the so-called catch-and-kill scheme to kill negative stories about former President Trump when he was running in 2016 to protect that candidacy.
Dow futures are off more than 400 after a downbeat report on first quarter gross domestic product a half an hour ago. The Commerce Department says it increased a less than expected 1.6%, signaling a slowdown in spending. Analysts thought it would be closer to 2.4. The new numbers expected to inform the Fed's path forward on interest rates. This morning, the Biden administration announced new rules that could spell the end for electric plants to burn coal. CBS's Ben Tracy.
To meet the strict new standards, many power plants would need to install expensive technology known as carbon capture to trap emissions or switch to renewable forms of energy such as wind and solar power.
Hundreds of people were arrested at pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses last night. Police in Boston say they arrested 108 demonstrators in Boylston Place, 93 taken into custody on trespassing charges at USC, a 94th for assault with a deadly weapon. CBS LA's Tom Waite is there.
Bottles thrown, officers pushing the crowd back with batons.
Arrests started soon after. Protesters who refused to leave the campus zip-tied one by one, calmly, methodically. A circle of officers standing guard.
Police say no one was injured. The windmill has fallen off the home of the Can-Can. CBS's Elaine Cobb reports from Paris.
The venue owners said it was unclear how the blades fell, taking the first three letters of the Moulin Rouge sign with them. The bar on the roof behind the windmill closed at midnight, and the last cabaret show ended an hour later.
The Moulin Rouge opened in 1889. Dow futures now off 447. S&P futures down 58. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
9:03 on Thursday, April 25th, 50 degrees cooler today. We are only going up to the low 60s later. Good morning, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. The top local story we're following for you, a critical four-day window is opening at the Port of Baltimore that will allow several large ships to depart. They have been stuck since the Key Bridge collapse last month. This move will also allow some container barges in. All traffic will be at the discretion of the Coast Guard. The plan is to open a new channel this morning. Ship traffic will then pause once again early next week to allow salvage crews to work on the next stage of the cleanup of the collapsed bridge. The Maryland Port Administration says the new option is 35 feet deep, much deeper than what's currently being used or what has been before. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to reopen the port's 50-foot deep channel by the end of May.
Students' use of cell phones at school is often subject to debate. The Loudoun County School Board now wants parent input on a new policy that's in the works. WTOP's Neil Augenstein has the specifics.
Students are allowed to have a phone. The school system often gets requests to block cell phones or make sure they don't work.
There's nothing we can do to, like, block them or physically remove them.
Aaron Smith, chief technology officer with Loudoun County Public Schools, on the new draft policy.
Student technology devices may only be used in designated locations and at designated times.
Elementary students, no phone use during the day. Middle school students, off and away. High schoolers have to make sure devices are silenced during instruction. Time.
Parents should avoid contacting their children via personal devices during the school day unless there's an emergency. We get a lot of notices back and forth or check-ins, and that's really some of the disruptions that we see in school.
Public input's now underway. The school board expects to vote in June to have the policy in place by the new school year in August. In Loudoun County, Neil Augenstein, WTLP News.
After a successful first year of girls flag football in Maryland, the program is expanding. We get details from WTOP's Kyle Cooper.
After operating in 10 high schools in Frederick County last year, the program is expanding to Baltimore, Montgomery, and Washington counties. Under Armour and the Baltimore Ravens are providing uniforms, funding, and other support to make it happen. Under Armour's Trey Evans says sports plays a crucial role in helping young women develop into future leaders. 280 Frederick County girls participated in the sport in 2023. Middletown captured the championship. In 2024, 51 high schools across Maryland will participate in girls flag football, which is growing across the country and will even be part of the Summer Olympic Games in Los Angeles in 2028. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Speaking of football, it is draft day.
Woo!
Hundreds of college football prospects expect to fulfill their lifelong dream of making the NFL, and the Washington Commanders are in position to draft a potential franchise-changing player. It's expected the team will select LSU and Heisman Trophy winner quarterback Jaden Daniels with the number 2 overall pick. WTOP sports reporter Dave Preston tells us what would be the biggest surprise if they don't.
If they take an offensive lineman with pick number 2. If they completely ignore taking a quarterback, because if they don't take Jaden Daniels, there's Drake May. If they don't take Drake May, there's Michael Penix. There's J.J. McCarthy. There's quarterback talent atop this draft. What has plagued this franchise for the most part the last 30 years? They haven't had a franchise quarterback. So they need to get their guy. And if they don't get their guy, if they take an offensive lineman, that would be the biggest surprise ever.
The Burgundy and Gold currently have 9 draft picks over the 3-day event. We will have you covered with sports updates at 25 and 55.
Coming up here on WTOP after traffic and weather.
The big restaurant chain that tells employees, hands off the chicken. I'm Jeff Glable.
And we'll bring you that traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Adopt US Kids presents, What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Coming up on 908.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael
and
Son.
And we have traffic and weather on the 8s with Rita Kessler now in the traffic center.
Well, the problem on 395, at least one of the problems on 395 southbound, has escalated. It is southbound 395 near Shirlington Circle. Traffic remains stopped there for the crash. So nobody moving in the area of Shirlington Circle. Watch for the delay that begins after the Pentagon. And of course, you're not getting past the scene at the moment. But that's as far as the delay's gotten so far. The longer this is closed, the further back that is going to go. Now, southbound 395, we also have the issue before Duke Street. The left center lane was blocked with a broken down vehicle. Northbound 395 is heavy from Duke Street passing King Street. Possibly some rubbernecking for the southbound crash. Then delays from the Pentagon. headed across the 14th Street Bridge, either onto lower 14th Street or onto the freeway headed toward Main Avenue. Eastbound 50 Fairfax Boulevard after Blake Lane and Pickett Road, you had been under police direction for the crash. If you're in Maryland, the new problem is southbound 301 near Chads Ford Drive and Timothy Branch Drive in Brandywine. The right side of the roadway is blocked with the wreck. The southbound 270 spur after Democracy Boulevard, there was a broken down vehicle in the left lane. That's the delay before Falls Road, headed to that point. Then after it, you're going to slow getting onto the outer loop of the Beltway, joining a delay that begins after Old Georgetown Road and continues all the way across the American Legion Bridge. So watch in case they are setting up that normal work zone there. We do have the work set up on southbound Pennsylvania Avenue between Westphalia Road and Dower House Road. A single left lane gets by the work. Westbound 50 is still slow from Whitehall Road headed past Cape St. Clair, not as far as Route 2. That earlier wreck is gone. Now, in the district, M Street closed in southeast between 8th Street and New Jersey Avenue due to the motorcycle crash. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Eileen Whalen with the forecast.
Tracking a much cooler day today, especially compared to yesterday. Yesterday, we got to 77 degrees, and today, forecasting a high of 59. We'll have more clouds than sun, just an isolated shower chance. As we head through the evening hours, well, temperatures will remain in the 50s, and then overnight we'll fall into the 40s. Now, some of our far western suburbs have at least a chance of some patchy frost. I think most of us, though, will just be on the cool side tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 65. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
53 degrees at the Wharf in D.C., 55 in Oxon Hill, 48 in Sterling, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
9:10, Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
Economic growth slowed last quarter more than expected. The government's first read on second quarter economic growth pegs GDP at an annual rate of 1.6%. That was the weakest GDP reading since summer of 2022. Falls Church-based Northrop Grumman joins defense contractors General Dynamics and Lockheed Martin with strong first quarter results on rising global defense spending. Northrop Grumman's first quarter sales topped $10 billion. Profits were up 15% from a year ago. One perk to eating at a restaurant is free or discounted meals. New rule for Chipotle Mexican Grill employees, no chicken. It has told workers not to put chicken on their own meals because of surging customer demand and limited supply.
Wow.
Chipotle just brought back its chicken al pastor, and it's proving popular. Wall Street's opening bell just a few minutes away ahead of the open. Dow futures are down 434 points on that GDP report. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Okay, Jeff, and still ahead, you may need to show your receipt the next time you leave a local supermarket. 9:12.
Baltimore longshoreman Talani Hassan.
The day of the bridge collapse, my phone just started ringing. The ship struck the bridge. The Dolly was the last ship I was on. Losing lives is a tragedy, but losing our livelihoods was a disaster. It was a direct hit to longshoremen because if we don't have vessels, we do not have work. Your pay just stopped. We're in trouble. I saw David Trone on the news.
We got to bring these dollars home, and we got to make sure that union labor builds this bridge. We got to keep thinking about those that have lost wages. Longshoremen are small businessmen. They still got mortgages to meet, food to put on the table, so we need an effort not to let that slip through the cracks.
To have an advocate speaking loud and speaking proud is David Trone for me.
On May 14th, vote David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Coming up, what's changing for the first time since the worst of the pandemic? More from WTOP coming up. It's 9:13.
Fargo, the new virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And that's just the beginning. Do you Fargo? You can. In the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getFargo.
Terms and conditions apply. Your mobile carrier's availability and message and data rates may apply. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. member FDIC.
When news is breaking, see it first at 4 with Megan Clark and Victoria Sanchez. Then, what's happening now at 5 and 6 with Scott Newman and Michelle Marsh. 7 News is your breaking news team every night at 4, 5, and 6 p.m.
People are driving 20, 30, 60 miles for the area's most incredible Toyota deals. And it all starts with just a click at twicethechoices.com. Waldorf Toyota and Alexandria Toyota make it all twice as easy at twicethechoices.com. Twice the Toyota selection, twice the Toyota savings, all with twice the Toyota customer service you deserve. The secret is out. The Toyota partnership that's putting dreams in driveways all around the Beltway. Point, click, and save. twicethechoices.com.
You're listening to WTOP News.
9:15.
An increase in shoplifting has more stores around here making changes. Harris Teeter stores in D.C. now require you to show your receipt before you walk out the door. Also, you're no longer allowed to bring in suitcases, roller bags, duffel bags, or backpacks. In a statement, Harris Teeter says the changes help them maintain a safe shopping experience and continue providing the best service and goods at competitive prices. In February, a Safeway in Northwest added security gates to deter thieves. That same month, a CVS in Columbia Heights closed down after thieves left those shelves nearly empty.
Visitors are returning to most downtown areas nationwide, including the district. Researchers from the University of Toronto used anonymized mobile location data to estimate visitor activity in dozens of North American cities. Many saw a bump in visitor activity between March of last year and this February. This data helps clarify which cities are recovering and which still may be struggling amid the pandemic. D.C. finished 10th with an increase of 26% in visits. Minneapolis topped the list at a 45% increase.
It's 9:16. Some of his fellow comedians say he is simply the greatest.
During the day, we played the game of horseshoes. Have you ever played that game?
Yeah.
That must have been invented before fun, because it's not. There's only two ways for that game to end. Either this sucks, let's do something else, or ow, you hit me with the horseshoe.
You can see him perform next week. And he spoke to WTOP entertainment editor Jason Fraley ahead of it.
When someone says you're a goat and you kind of look goat-ish like I do, like I do have a goat quality, but there's a lot of great ones out there. Chappelle, I mean, Burr. There's never been so many giants walking the earth.
Dave Vitale invites you to watch his new Netflix special, Hot Cross Buns, before seeing him live at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races in West Virginia.
The sweetest part of doing a special is the gigs you do afterwards. So this one I'm definitely looking forward to. It's not just a casino, it's a racetrack casino, a racino. People do everything online now, so when you really gamble in person, you're like, yeah, I'm in it. Blackjack is the way to go. Craps, if you got the money. The problem with craps is my legs hurt. You know,
it depends what kind of craps you got going on.
Exactly.
Attell plays Hollywood Casino on Friday, May 4th. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
Hear their full conversation on WTOP's Beyond the Fame podcast.
And just into WTOP, a New York appeals court has overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction and ordered a new trial. Weinstein has been serving a 23-year sentence in a New York prison. Stay with WTOP for more on this breaking story this morning.
And now a quick look at the other top stories we're working on here at WTOP.
The Supreme Court plans to hear arguments this morning on former President Trump's claim that he is immune from prosecution.
There is a battle ahead for the future of TikTok as the company says it will fight a new law.
And new movement is expected today at the Port of Baltimore as a new shipping channel is set to open.
Keep it here. We'll have full details in the minutes ahead.
9:18. Traffic and weather on the 8s. How are we doing later on in the morning, Rita Kessler?
Well, the good news is the traffic on southbound 395 is no longer stopped. This is the wreck that we have near Shirlington Circle. It is now a single left lane getting you by. Your delays are almost back to the Pentagon. Then southbound before Duke Street. They've cleared that broken down vehicle out of the roadway. Lanes are open, which is why you're not seeing a delay there. Northbound, the slowdown is from Duke Street passing King Street. Not sure if that's a rubbernecking delay for the southbound crash. Then a delay from the Pentagon heading headed across the 14th in the case to Main Avenue or headed across the 14th Street Bridge on to lower 14th Street headed further into the district. Southbound DC 295 is slow off of 50 in the BW Parkway headed to Pennsylvania Avenue. Keep an eye out for a work crew. Northbound I-295 delays passing Laboratory Road, then from Malcolm X Avenue headed to the 11th Street Bridge. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway slows toward Firth Sterling headed across the Douglas Bridge. On to South Capitol Street. Now, inbound New York Avenue still has the volume from South Dakota Avenue to Bladensburg Road, and then both directions of New York Avenue are slow headed toward Florida Avenue into that long-term work zone. Back in Virginia, it was eastbound 50 after Blake Lane and Pickett Road. You had been under police direction due to an earlier wreck. 95, not a bad trip. Most of 66 is pretty much cleared out. Inner loop slows from Braddock passing 236 and from 66 headed past the toll road. From the other direction, delays on southbound 270 begin at Falls Road, headed onto the spur toward Democracy Boulevard, the broken down vehicle in the left lane. Then brief delay to the point where it merges with the outer loop. That delay is after Old Georgetown Road to the point where they merge. Then approaching and passing River Road, trying to head toward the American Legion Bridge. We also had some lingering volume on westbound 50, but it looks like that has cleared. So westbound 50 looks good from the Bay Bridge, headed toward Route 2 after the earlier wreck. Southbound 301 near Chad's Ford Drive and Timothy Branch Drive, the crash along the right side.
Sunny in 65. We're in the 60s on Saturday with clouds sunnier and highs in the 80s on Sunday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
51 in Laurel, 50 at Farragut Square, 53 in Springfield. Brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
Coming up, a driver convicted in a deadly crash in our area learns his sentence today. It's 921.
Life happens, and when it does, you should focus on what matters the most. That's why the District of Columbia offers paid family leave for D.C. workers. D.C. paid family leave provides up to 12 weeks of parental leave, family leave, or medical leave, and up to 2 weeks of prenatal leave for pregnant individuals so that you can focus on what matters most. See if you qualify at dcpaidfamilyleave.dc.gov. That's dcpaidfamilyleave.dc.gov.
I'm Bill, and I'm living with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, a type of interstitial lung disease that causes scarring of the lungs and makes it hard to breathe. ILD can be hard to diagnose. So if you're out of breath with a constant dry cough, ask a pulmonologist if it could be ILD. My wife, Bev, and I have walked every step of this journey together. I couldn't have traveled this road alone, and neither should you. Get help. Find hope. Go to lungsandyou.com.
You're listening to WTOP News.
922, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. China is getting some unwanted attention this week for alleged intelligence activities overseas.
One of the things that appears to be happening is a roll-up of some kind of spy ring. Or perhaps there is a coordinated effort, because across Europe, 6 people have been arrested this week, all with ties to China, suspected of spying for China in Germany and in the UK. And in some other places, there's been some interest as well, and there may be some more details to follow. But the bottom line is, there appears to be a concerted effort right now to focus on people spying for China across the world.
That is WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.
The driver in a high-speed crash that killed 2 teen girls who were walking home from school is set to be sentenced today. Usman Shahid was found guilty on 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter this week. The girls were walking home from Oakton High School in Vienna in 2022 when they were hit by a BMW driven by the then 18-year-old. Prosecutors say he hit 81 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone before crashing into an SUV and going onto the sidewalk where he struck the girls. He faces up to 20 years in prison.
Many new cars are coming up short in a tougher test of their crash prevention systems. That test comes from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
No doubt automatic emergency braking prevents crashes as the systems were acing crash tests. So Institute Vice President David Ayler says they turned up the speed and added a motorcycle.
We really saw vehicles struggle with the motorcycle. We saw some other vehicles struggle with the higher speeds.
Subaru's Forester, the only one of 10 SUVs to get a good rating, four were rated poor. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
That band, Green Day, and hundreds of other musicians, including Billie Eilish, Cyndi Lauper, and Dave Matthews, have signed a letter urging the Senate Commerce Committee to support proposed reforms to the live event ticketing system. The so-called Fans First Act would require all ticket sellers and resellers to disclose and break down the total cost of a ticket, including fees. It would also boost previous efforts to prohibit scalpers from using software to buy high volumes of tickets. Unrest over unfair, deceptive, and exorbitant ticket prices has reached a fever pitch in recent years. The letter states that predatory resellers and secondary ticketing platforms are engaged in practices that inflate ticket prices and deprive fans from seeing their favorite artists at a fair price.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Always fair priced. Here's Dave.
Yeah, so the NFL draft is less than 11 hours away. Washington owns the second overall pick. Burgundy and Gold expected to take a quarterback, and WTOP's George Wallace thinks it's going to be LSU's Jaden Daniels.
I think that's where all signs are kind of pointing towards. I mean, he's battle-tested, too. I mean, he played in the SEC. You know, I mean, he's had more games than Drake May. And as far as being ready to play, I think now.
Complete draft day coverage on the sports page at WTOP.com, and I'll be joining John and Michelle at 9:45 for a deep dive into the draft, up to and including Chop Robinson. Yes. Baseball Nationals face the Los Angeles Dodgers. Things got late early. Ugh.
Again, Irvin from the stretch, runner second and third. The pitch swung on, bouncer toward the middle, and on through the drawn infield, a base hit. Lux has scored. Rounding third, coming home is Baez.
Charlie slows on 1500 AM. The Nats lose 11-2. Jake Irvin allowing six runs over 4 2/3 innings. Series finale this afternoon. Orioles edge the Los Angeles Angels 6-5, taking 2 of 3 from the Halos. NBA playoffs. One wicked tough loss in Beantown. Boston slipping to Miami 111-101. That series now knotted up a game apiece. Oklahoma City takes a 2-0 series lead over New Orleans. NHL playoffs. One wicked awesome night for the Bruins. The Boston. It's like a stock exchange. It's like wicked awesome, then wicked awesome.